Hello, friends. It is time for us to pray together once again. We have a number of requests this morning we're going to be praying for that I want to lift to the Lord. I know you want to lift to the Lord. I want to encourage you, if you don't have time to make it through an entire episode in one sitting, that is fine. Hit that pause button, come back to it later when you have time, and continue praying. God hears our prayers no matter when we offer them. So we want to be faithful to lift up the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ from all around the world. If you have a request you would like to have included on a future episode, you may go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You'll find a short form there that you can complete and give us your information. We would love to pray for you. Well, friends, I was very encouraged this morning by Psalm 115, verses 1 through 3. And in essence, it says, "Not to us, O Lord, but to your name we give glory for your steadfast love and for your faithfulness." And so we come to our God knowing he is a king seated in heaven over all the happenings of human activity, and he is doing his will. Let's pray with that kind of faith today, knowing he will do good for his people as we ask him to move and ask him to intervene in the situations of life. Our Father, we begin our prayer this morning acknowledging that you are our King. You tell us later in Psalm 115 that you sit in the heavens and you do exactly as you please. Lord, that kind of sovereignty, that kind of power, that kind of overarching benevolence is just an amazing comfort to my soul. It gives me the ability to rest, to know that you are at work, you are doing good, even when I can't see it. And you've committed yourself to your people through Jesus Christ, Lord. We are so grateful and so thankful for that reality. Lord Jesus, we come on behalf of an anonymous sister in Christ from the country of the United States. She's asking us to pray for her in the midst of a financial crisis that she's in. She needs to resolve things. She needs to get a handle on her debt. And she needs strength, Lord. I understand that. She needs strength of will, strength of mind, strength of courage to be able to face this situation, and strength in her faith to trust you, even though the difficulties are right at hand, Lord. I pray that you give her encouragement and you would help her to make the changes necessary to stop the accumulation of debt, to begin getting into a better financial footing, Lord. Provide all the resources she needs to both provide for her bills and begin taking down this debt one step at a time, Lord. Give her your strength and give her your encouragement. We come to you on behalf of our sister Denise, who writes from the United States, and she wants us to pray for her son and daughter, Lord. There's a lot of work stress. They need answers, discernment, and peace in the midst of the circumstances that they're in. And Lord, we pray that you would just enable them to rest in you, to know your presence and your love in this. Lord, that they would learn in this difficulty that they're experiencing, it seems because of some people at their work, that they need to rely on you. They need to rest in you. They need to trust you and turn their hearts and their lives over to you, Lord. I pray that you would give them clarity about their part in resolving these issues and in making peace as much as it has to do with them. Lord, Denise also is praying for her cousin, Peg, who is struggling with a battle against cancer. Lord, we ask for strength and for perseverance for Peg. We ask also that you would do your will perfectly in this circumstance. If that means healing for Peg, we ask you to bring that healing, Lord. If it means you're going to use this terrible circumstance to bring great honor to yourself and to draw many others into relationship with you, Lord, we ask that that's what you would do as well. And Denise also asks that we pray for Gavin, a young child who needs healing from cancer that he has been battling for 4 years, Lord. We just praise you for holding he and his family in your loving arms, for being their healer, for being the one to carry them through this. Lord, we pray you would give grace to this family. I can't imagine the heartache and the worry and concern that's on the heart of this mom and dad and the rest of the family. Lord, I'm asking you to intervene. I'm asking you to be present in that situation. Make yourself known. Cause hearts to turn to you in faith. In Jesus' name. Our sister Karen writes to us from the United States as well, and she's asking us to pray for her mother, Maricela, and the need she has for healing in her body. And Lord, Karen asks also that we pray for her personally regarding her financial situation. Lord, I don't know any of the details, but I do know you are our provider. You call yourself Yahweh Jireh, our provider. That's what that word means. And for you to identify yourself as that in the way that you describe yourself to us, Lord, that is such an encouragement to know the God of heaven and earth who has every resource is for us and claims himself to be our provider. I pray you would increase Karen's faith by showing her your provision. I pray you would strengthen her resolve to trust you by bringing about healing and sustaining power in her mother's body. Lord, we're asking you to increase all of our faith in you and in your son, Jesus. Lord, show us how to rely on you more, how to rest in you. Lord, many times the evidence of our faith and the proof of our faith is that we are at peace because we know you are a good provider and you have everything under control. So Lord, teach us how to move from anxiety into peace, from stress into calm, from our places of worry and anxiety into the perfect peace that comes from knowing you have everything in control. Father, we pray for our brother Brandon, who writes to us also from the United States. He's asking us to pray for his wife, Kepha, and their son and their unborn daughter. Lord, he is so thankful for his wife that she is a rock of sorts in their family and that they would be able to find a home for their family. So Lord, I am so thankful that Brandon is praying for his wife like this and that he recognizes the great contribution she makes to their home and their relationship. Lord, I pray that you would provide for them exactly the right home for their family, that this unborn child would come into a home that is secure and healthy and strong, primarily because it is centered around you, Lord. Brandon mentions that they need help in their marriage. He doesn't give much detail, but Lord, we know that you are right there in the midst of it. Many times, the issues that we face in our marriages have to do with a lack of self-awareness. We don't see our own struggles for what they really are. Many times we will call something a strength that actually is a little extreme and it's overboard, and we are demanding things or insisting upon things in the other person's life that are not right because they're too far. And Lord, I'm asking that you give Brandon and you give his wife Kepha the insight they need into their own personalities, their own strengths and weaknesses, so they can be rightly humble before you and before each other, and they can become servants to one another, loving each other for their good and would outdo each other in showing honor, Lord. We also pray for Brandon's mother, Brenda, and his mother-in-law, Marley, that, Lord, you would give guidance to them, you would give clarity of purpose in their lives, that you would show yourself to be faithful to them and to be their king and their God. And Lord, protect them, guide them, give them your strength, and Lord, show yourself to them in a way that draws them to you in faith. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Father, we turn to you with a request from our brother Miyuko, who writes to us from the country of Malawi, and he has been going through a rough time. He's been trying to secure a job and needs you to provide, Lord. He needs you to open up the doors so that he will be provided for financially, that he will have the right opportunities to do that. Lord, I'm asking you to bring something he's not expecting, something that would match both his skills and his heart's desires, something that would enable him to thrive in his ability to worship you, even in the workplace, on the job, Lord, that he'd be able to bring great glory to you through the work that he does, and he'd be able to serve others in your name. Lord, give him adequate provision and give him exactly what he needs, Lord, as his provider, we ask in Jesus' name. Our brother Derek writes to us from the United States, and he has suffered a brain injury that has affected his ability to walk and even stand. And Lord, we're asking that you would just patiently and consistently and confidently walk him through the healing process. Lord, give him strength. Give him the ability to rest in you as he walks through this healing process. And Lord, that you would protect him from the errors and the mistakes that could be made by well-meaning healthcare professionals who just simply don't know all the facts, Lord. I pray you would give him confidence in you, that you would enable him to be at peace, to be at rest as the healing process progresses, that he would not get frustrated. He would not be bitter. He would not get wrapped up in anger. Lord, I pray that you give Derek everything he needs in this recovery. He's also asking us to pray for his dad, who is struggling with some health issues, and his sister as well, struggling with some of the same things. Lord, it sounds like he's concerned that their health issues would not be too serious. So Lord, health is an issue we all deal with. We all want to see our loved ones in good health. But Lord, health is also a thing that you use to refine us, to draw us to yourself. Lord, many of us, we would not come to you if we did not have need, if we did not have reason to turn to you in faith and dependence. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to use these illnesses, sicknesses, health struggles in his family's life to bring them to you. That is our greatest treasure. That is our greatest need. I'm asking you, Lord, to show yourself glorious and mighty and the King of all in this circumstance. Derek also asks us to pray for his mother. She does so much for everyone, and she is really, it sounds like, the strength underneath his family as everyone else is struggling with these health issues. Lord, I pray you'll strengthen her. You'll give her the resilience she needs. You'll give her true and lasting faith in you, Jesus, that her life would be redeemed and sanctified by your great power, and that through your strength, the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit, she would be able to encourage and strengthen and support this family in the way that they need, Lord. I'm asking that in Jesus' name. We have a sister, Lord, who writes to us from the country of Nigeria. Her name is Queenzy. And she says she has got some exams coming up, and she doesn't feel prepared yet, and she's feeling frightened. She doesn't want to fail. Lord, she needs help, your help in her studying. She needs to be able to work diligently, to comprehend the information, to know how to study well. Lord, I pray for Queenzy, Lord, that you would guide her and give her insight into the way that her mind operates and the way she retains information so she can study properly. And Lord, give her the ability to recall information well, to not only understand the details, but to understand the application of it so she can do well on this exam. Lord, give her your peace, give her your comfort, give her your confidence as she does her part to study and as she rests in you for the results. Lord, teach her how to do that. We're asking it in Jesus' name. Our brother Henry writes to us from the United Kingdom, and he's asking us to pray for healing for his left shoulder, his neck, and his back. He's experiencing pain in all those areas. When he raises his arms, especially, Lord, he has some sort of a problem there. So, Lord, we're asking you to bring about healing for Henry, Lord. It sounds to me like there might be some issue in his spine, Lord. We pray specifically for his spine, his neck, that you would relieve pinched nerves, you would relieve the pressure that's causing this pain, Lord. If there's some muscular issue that's flared up because of a pinch like that, Lord, we ask you to relax it, to bring about peace and healing and hope, Lord. If there's some kind of a treatment you've ordained that would be helpful to him, whether it's chiropractic or some other sort of thing, some better sleeping conditions, Lord, I don't know the circumstance, but I'm praying you would guide Henry to the solution for this issue that you have in mind for him. We ask in Jesus' name. Lord, we have a sister writing to us from the country of Nigeria. She has exams, and she also has a driving test coming up. She's asking you to give her wisdom and knowledge and understanding so she can retain the things that she needs to. And Lord, provide for her most of all the strength she needs to trust in you so she can overcome her fears, she can overcome the difficulties that are going on in this circumstance. Lord, we're asking you to do that in Jesus' name. Our sister Astrid writes to us from the country of South Africa, and she needs financial provision and breakthrough in her business. She is a person who's engaged in selling properties, and Lord, she needs success in doing so. So, Father, we know, as we said earlier, you are our provider. You care about Astrid, and you care about her situation. Lord, you are the one who is taking her step by step through these difficulties, through the hardships leading to the place of your provision. And Lord, we ask you to give her peace, to give her confidence, to have her grow in the ability to see your character, to see your heart for her so she can rest and trust knowing who you are, that you're going to care for her and take care of her. Lord, we're asking you to do that in Jesus' name. Our sister Melinda writes to us from the United States asking us to pray for some friends, John and Taylor, who are expecting a new baby in August, and they are needing a place to live that would be suitable for them and for their dogs. John as well is struggling to find steady income. So Lord, we ask that you would step into this situation and be their provider in a way that draws their hearts to you. Melinda is asking that your Holy Spirit would gently sweep into their lives to overcome their hearts, and that they would turn to you for help in your choices. Lord, we are just so grateful that you are doing what you are doing in their lives. We're grateful that you are one who cares for them and wants to draw them to yourself, Lord. We pray that John and his wife Taylor would be drawn to you, Lord, that they would be brought powerfully into a recognition of who you are as their King, Lord, that they would give their hearts, give their minds, give their very souls to you, Lord, in faith and in obedience. Melinda asks us also to pray for Christy, a woman who has been struggling with cancer for many years now. So Lord, we're asking you to step into that circumstance, to bring about healing, to bring about hope, to bring about insight for the medical professionals who are treating her. And Father, that if it be your will, you would miraculously heal Christy. You would bring about the kind of resolution that astounds everyone and gives great evidence of your presence in her life, Lord. We're asking you to do these things. We're also asked to pray for Linda, who is battling leukemia. Father, I know that that word can be such a specter, such a doom over us, but Lord, you are greater than all disease. You are greater than all maladies, including leukemia. And so, Lord, we claim your lordship in this situation, over this circumstance. You are the Lord who can heal the leukemia. You're the Lord who can use it for good. That's a miracle in itself. And so, Lord, we're asking you to do your perfect will in Linda's life, to give her a heart that turns to you in faith and in trust, draw her and her family and all the people surrounding this situation to a greater place of faith in you. We're asking in Jesus' name. Lord, we have a sister, Julie, who writes to us from the United States. She is asking us to pray for her ex-husband to be able to find his way to God. She says he has turned away and is seeking his comfort in things that do not bring peace. Lord, I think we all can relate to that. We put our hope in things that are not worthy of our hope. We put our trust in things that cannot sustain us. And it sounds like Julie's ex-husband is in that place right now. Lord, we're asking you to dispel every illusion. Disillusion him, Lord. Take away his trust and his reliance and all these other things and show him he's doing something harmful to himself. He's doing something that will never bring the lasting joy and eternal peace that he's hoping for. Only you are worthy of that trust. Lord, bring him to that realization and draw his heart to you. It sounds like perhaps he's attempted to walk with you in the past, Lord. I'm asking you to draw him to yourself in a new and fresh and lasting way, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Our sister Vanessa writes to us from the United States. She's asking us to pray for her mother. She's just been diagnosed with a kind of lymphoma. And of course, Lord, this kind of thing is a shock to the family. We don't see this coming most of the time. And it's a devastation, Lord. I pray that you give Vanessa and her entire family the ability to turn to you in faith and confidence, to not be devastated by this physical situation and this temporal condition, Lord, but they would look to you as the King who is over it all, the King who is greater than lymphoma, the King who is using this circumstance to bring about grace, to bring about peace, to bring about confident faith in you, Lord. I know that if this malady was never healed, but more people came to faith in you, they would see it in time as a great cost that they were willing to pay, Lord. We're always so inspired when we hear of someone willing to give their life for the good of others. And maybe, Lord, we don't know, but maybe Vanessa's mother's in a place where she's able to do that. She's able to give her life through this lymphoma and the rest of her life and how she deals with it for the sake of drawing others to yourself. So, Lord, that's one possibility. We're asking you to give her the grace for that, if that's what you have in mind. But also we're asking, Lord, because we're your children and we know you're a good father, we're asking you to bring healing. We're asking you to bring resolution. We're asking you to bring peace to her mother as she endures all the treatments and all the pain and the struggle of overcoming this, Lord. We're asking you to give hope, to give strength, and to give confidence to this family, Lord, as they seek to help their mother endure this time. We're asking it in Jesus' name. Lord, our sister Sharon writes to us also from the United States. She says she is feeling very anxious. She's getting caught up in her work duties after being gone for 2 weeks this last month. And Lord, she also is going to have to travel soon to her mother's funeral, even though she is struggling with COVID. So Father, I know that there is a way that you want her to walk this path that brings honor to you. I know there is a way you want her to trust you that drives away anxiety, because you are so worthy and you are so capable, and you are the one who is doing in her life the good things you promised, Lord, even though she can't see them. So I pray for Sharon, Lord, you would give her the strength she needs. You would give her the ability to walk in peace and in confidence, because you're her King and her God. She also is asking us to pray for her stepson, Lord, that he will be able to do the things he needs to do, financially speaking, to find a place of his own to live, that he'll be able to get a better job, to be able to provide for himself. And Lord, that you would provide for him and his two girls, Lord. I ask that you would bring about the circumstance needed to make him reliable and responsible for his own family, to be the man you've called him to be, Lord, to turn his heart to you in full assurance of faith and confidence that Jesus is his Savior and his Lord. And that Jesus, who empowers him by your Spirit, once he's placed his faith in you, will provide everything he needs. We come to you on behalf of Katrina, our sister in Christ, who writes to us also from the United States. She is asking that we would pray that you, Lord, would remove the negativity from her life. Father, I don't know if she's talking about circumstances that are negative. I don't know if she's talking about people that are negative. I don't know if she's talking about her mindset and perhaps a negativity that overwhelms her at times. Father, I'm asking you, as the personal God who knows Katrina's circumstance inside and out, to step in and to begin bringing a healing, bringing a relief, bringing a sense of endurance and strength that is needed in this circumstance, Lord, that will both bring great honor to your name and bring a sense of your great love and care to your daughter, Katrina. Lord, overwhelm her with your goodness. Overwhelm her with your presence. Overwhelm her with the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, and overcome every obstacle to her seeing you for who you really are and relying on you in true and strong faith, Lord. We're asking that in Jesus' name. Our sister Faith writes to us from the United States, praising you, Lord, for answering prayers. We prayed a few months ago for her friend who was pregnant, that was and the child was underdeveloped. She has been able to have her baby. Baby Vivian is now healthy and happy and safe. And we praise you, Lord, for hearing our requests. We praise you for being true and real and one who intervenes in situations like this when we call out to you, Lord. And though sometimes these circumstances do not turn out like we hope, Lord, you have done so in this case, and you have caused us to pray according to your will, and we see the result. We're so thankful for Vivian. We're so thankful for this great blessing. We pray you'd use this goodness, this great blessing, to draw these people, everyone involved, closer to you, Lord. Give them the ability to praise you for your goodness and for your grace. Faith also asks us to join her in praising you, Lord, for allowing her friend's son, Chase, to have a successful surgery in removing a tumor. Lord, we ask that you would guide the physicians in his recovery and in his treatment to do what is right, what is helpful, what is beneficial in helping him heal and to prevent tumors like this in the future. Lord, we're so grateful that you have provided this remedy for this tumor. Lord, we're grateful. Faith also is praising you, Lord, for another friend whose baby was safely born after being in labor for 39 hours. She and the baby are both healthy. They are safe. They've endured that ordeal of childbirth. And Lord, now the work begins of being a mother, being a parent who guides that child in godliness and in holiness. Lord, I pray you would bring about that sort of realization and that sort of strength for this family, Lord. We praise you for your unconditional love. We praise you for your protection and your goodness over us as your children. You are our provider. You are our shield. You are our strong tower. We just praise you, Lord, for us being able to pray together for circumstances like this and for Faith coming back to us and giving us such a great report of how you've provided, Lord. It's such an encouragement to us as those who pray, as those who seek your help, that we should not relent in our praying, Lord. You are such a good God, such a great Father. We want to praise you and thank you for being such a good God. We ask in Jesus' name. We have an anonymous request from a sister in Christ who writes from the United States. She says she wants to be a more patient mother. She wants to be able to calm her mind, Lord, and be a better example for her kids. Lord, I love her heart. I love her sensitivity to the ways that she may not be doing the best things in relationship to her children, Lord. And so I pray, Lord, that this broken and contrite heart is one you would not despise, you would not turn away from, Lord, but you would help our dear sister here to walk in the patience that comes from your Spirit, Lord. She would learn to allow your Holy Spirit to live through her in patience toward her children, that she would be calm, she would be at peace, she'd be able to help her children with their academic struggles, as she's mentioning here, Lord. She asks also that you would help her husband with his overwhelming struggle to be a provider for his family and lead him to be an example in that, Lord. I don't know the circumstance, but I know you are a God who wants to raise men up to be mighty men of God, who in their faith in you are an example, in their diligence of responsibility and hard work are an example. And Lord, I ask that you would provide everything this man needs for life and for godliness, for the role you've called him to as protector and provider and as pastor of his own family, Lord. Draw him into deep relationship with you, that he'd be able to overcome every struggle of insecurity and pride and lack of confidence, Lord, whatever is there causing him to not be what he needs to be. Lord, overcome it in Jesus' name. This sister also wants to thank you, Lord, for blessing her family, for answering their prayers. Lord, they are seeking a new home as well. Lord, we ask that you would guide them in this journey, in this quest to find a new home. We ask you to provide in every way they need, to give great grace, give great strength, and to lead them to just the right situation, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Our sister Barbara writes to us from the United States. She is asking us to pray for her sister, whose name is Joanne. She needs a kidney donor so that she can get off of dialysis and be back into a normal sort of a life. Lord, this is one of those requests that our hearts just go out to Joanna, Lord, with this kind of a circumstance. But we know that for a kidney to be available for donation, someone else's life has to be given. And Lord, you know all about that. You gave your life for us. You know the circumstance, the situation, the purposes you have for each person's life. And Lord, I suspect there is a person out there who you have ordained to give their life for Joanne so that she can have this kidney, so she can become healthy, Lord, if it's your will for her to have this donation of a kidney. Lord, we're asking you to provide in every way for both Joanne and the one who would give their life for her. Lord, we ask that you would provide grace and strength and confidence and peace. Lord, that you would give just a great sense of humility to everyone involved in this, knowing you are the King who knows exactly the right person, the right match, the right circumstance, the right timing in all of this, Lord. Bring your daughter Joanna to a greater and deeper humility before you, recognizing the great sacrifice someone will make in order to give her life, Lord. Enable her to draw close to you and to live a life of great glory for your sake, that you will be praised. Our brother Gabriel writes to us also from the United States. And Lord, we just love knowing that Gabriel is coming to you in prayer to pray for his father, who also has kidney failure. Lord, we're grateful to know that Gabriel understands your ability to intervene in this circumstance and to do what is needed, Lord. He also may be in need of a kidney transplant, Lord. This is just very difficult, very hard circumstance. Again, as we pray for Joanne, Lord, we pray for Gabriel's father, Lord, that you would guide, you would direct, you would give exactly what's needed in this circumstance, and that you would do it all to show great glory of yourself, that those involved would see you in fresh ways and be drawn to you, Lord, like a moth to a flame. Only in this case, Lord, they're drawn to the light of life, Jesus Christ. Lord, give them what they need to see you in this circumstance. Gabriel also mentions that his wife is going to be closing soon on a house, And Lord, they want to do your will, that you will step ahead of them, guide them, take them down the path where they need to be, Lord. You are our God and our King, so we're asking you, Lord, to do that in Jesus' name. Father, we have an anonymous sister who writes to us from the United States, praying for a friend who has fallen into an addiction and desperately needs to get away from it, get out of it, Lord. Addictions are nothing more than idols. They're places we go, Lord, to find our strength, our satisfaction, our ability to cope, our ability to find some sort of a peace, Lord, and they never provide those things. Idols never do. As I read this morning, Lord, in Psalm 115, idols have hands but cannot feel. They have feet but cannot move. They have mouths but cannot speak. Lord, they are a false god. They are a place of no security, no provision, no rest, Lord. I pray that for this friend, you would dispel the lies of idolatry. You would dispel the lies of this addiction, Lord, and you would break him out of it in Jesus' name. And you would do so by showing him yourself as his only worthy King, his only worthy God, his only worthy source of strength and peace and confidence and power in his life. Lord, redeem him from this trap and give him great rejoicing as he comes to know you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Our sister Rachelle writes to us from the United States. She is asking us to pray for the healing of her mind, her body, and her soul. She was in an accident involving a horse 7 to 8 months ago, and she is still healing. Lord, I know that healing of this sort can have all kinds of areas where healing is needed, Lord, not just the physical, but sometimes the mental and the emotional. It sounds like that's what Rachelle's speaking to, all these ways that we need you, Lord, and we need your help. Lord, I pray that you would overcome the pain. You would overcome that pain in every level, physical, emotional, spiritual. And Lord, you would enable her to break out of the patterns of sin that she mentions here. Lord, she says lust and foul language. She wants to be free of those things. Lord, I pray that you would come in, Jesus, as her powerful King, that your Holy Spirit would overcome her very will. And you would conform her to your image, Lord, that you would drive out these long-standing habits of lust and of foul language, Lord, that you would give her speech befitting a daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who gave his holy life for her. And Lord, that significance of what you've done for her would humble her, would drive out the impurities that are tainting her soul, Lord, and that you would give her the ability to walk in newness of life that you give to her, Lord. We're asking in Jesus' name you'd bring this about. Lord, our sister Mariani writes to us from the United States also. She was asking us to join her in praise as she gives a testimony of victory. She's so grateful and thankful for our prayers. Lord, she says, you have blessed her with the blessing of a great relationship, and she's engaged to be married on May 2nd. Lord, we are grateful you've provided this for her. We pray that you would guide her into a godly relationship with a godly man, Lord, in this circumstance. We are so grateful you have provided Dennis to her. You have provided this new journey ahead. Lord, I pray that the two of them would be drawn to you in deeper faith, that they would see the awesome ways you've drawn them together, the details, the circumstances, the ways you've worked to bring about this love and to bring about this opportunity for partnership and companionship, and the ability for them in their marriage to represent your great love for your church in the way Dennis leads in this marriage as the head of the household, and in the way that Mariani responds to that leadership with humble submission, trusting you as the King of both of them, Lord, and that the two of them together would demonstrate your great love for humanity, Lord. You are faithful. You love those who trust you, Lord. I pray that these two would build a marriage that gives you great glory, Lord, and that you would guide them in deeper and deeper faithfulness and fidelity to you, Lord, as a couple. In Jesus' name we pray. Our sister Laura writes to us from the United States. She's asking us to pray for her. She has a surgery coming up on April 19th. That sounds like that's today, Lord. And so she has all kinds of concern about that. I'm sure she says there's also a test that shows she has elevated liver enzymes at the same time. And Lord, we don't know if that's going to cause a complication in the surgery, but Lord, we ask that today you would give your daughter Laura peace. You'd enable her to rest in you, knowing that no matter who's involved in this, surgeons, anesthesiologists, physician's assistants, nurses, Lord, you are the King who is sovereign over all. You do all things as you please. You guide the hands of surgeons. You guide the thoughts and the minds and the abilities of those who have gone to school to learn these things. And you are able to guide Laura's surgery to a perfect outcome, Lord. We're asking you to do that in Jesus' name, that you would give her peace to rest in you and the confidence to trust you. Our sister Allison writes to us from the United States. She's asking us to pray for her 11-year-old daughter who is undergoing some medical testing. Lord, there's no description that we have of what this concern might be, but Lord, we know that you know every detail. And so Lord, we're asking you to give peace to your daughter Allison, give peace to her daughter who is only 11 years old, Lord. We pray you'd use this circumstance to guide this young girl to see you in greater ways, to know you as her King and as her Lord, that her heart would be turned to you in faith, that she would renounce sin and receive you by faith, and that through this circumstance, you would show yourself faithful and loving and caring, and the God who cares for her, Lord, draw her near as you are her mother at the same time, Lord. We're asking you to do it in Jesus' name. Our sister Jessica writes to us from the United States. She is a student. She's asking us to pray for her regarding wisdom and workload. Father, I think any of us who have been to higher education understand this request. We need the wisdom in that circumstance to balance social activities with study needs and with responsibilities of writing papers and of work responsibilities. Sometimes, Lord, the workload is staggering. We ask you, Lord, to guide her in her wisdom in those things, to give her the ability to wisely do what you would have her do in this circumstance, Lord. You are the King of all wisdom. You're the one who created wisdom from the beginning of time, from before time. Wisdom was flowing out of you, Lord. We know you can give her what she needs. I'm thankful that Jessica is asking for wisdom. I'm thankful that she knows to ask you for wisdom, Lord. Now help her, according to James' instruction in the book of James, to ask for this wisdom without doubting, knowing that you give it liberally without reproach, and that she can ask in faith without doubting, and you will keep her in perfect peace, Lord. I pray that you would guide her in that. I pray too for Jessica, you would provide for her financially regarding her school, and Lord, you give her everything she needs to get this schooling done, to do her very best in it for your sake and for your name's sake. Our sister Mindy writes to us from the United States. She says she and her husband have been trying to have a child for almost 2 years here, and the doctors are confused. They don't know why they're having trouble conceiving. So Lord, I pray that you would just be gracious and give a great gift of a child to them, enable them to conceive. Enable them to just relax into this, Lord. Many times I know stress and anxiety over the lack of conception can cause even further difficulties. I pray you to enable Mindy and her husband to rest in you, Lord, that you would draw them to yourself in close and intimate relationship, that they would know you as their provider. They would know you are the one who gives fruit to the womb. You are the one who determines our very birth date, every hair on our head, every chromosome in our body, Lord, it's all designed by you for specific purposes and for your greater realities. And so, Lord, I ask you to enable Mindy and her husband to just rest in you, to know you are doing your goodwill, your timing is perfect, and that they can just relax and allow you to do what you're going to do. Lord, she mentions possibly taking on much more costly options in the future. Lord, I pray that you would just make that inconceivable, that it's not even needed, because they trust you, they rest in you. They're going to let you do your work in your timing, Lord. I ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Lord, our brother Luis writes to us from the United States. They have been working on a bid for a contract in their business, Lord. They believe this would be a huge accomplishment, and it's a need they have, Lord. They are grateful for the opportunity. They're grateful for how they have seen you working in this circumstance, Lord. And Luis mentions that this attempt at starting their business has been bringing his wife closer to God. We praise you for that, Lord. We ask you to break through every barrier to faith in you, to deeper faith in you, whatever stage Luis or his wife are at in that journey. We ask you, Lord, to be the one who invades their lives with the awareness of you, with your very glorious presence that will draw them to you, Lord. And that as they're seeking provision through this business, you would provide, Lord. You would do in their lives what only you can do. We ask it in Jesus' name, Lord. Our sister Megan writes to us from the United States, asking us to pray for her husband. She says that he does not believe in God. He does not go to church. We ask, Lord, that you would enable him to see Jesus as the glorious King that he is, not to be distracted by all the caricatures of Jesus that we see in our culture, not to be deceived by people who would teach him that Jesus just wants him to be a quote-unquote good person, Lord. It's none of that. It's that Jesus has come to save us from ourselves, from our sin, from the things we have done to be separated from God, and from our very sinfulness that's inherent in us as human beings. Lord, show him his need. Show him his desperation, Lord, that he needs you as his King, as his God, as his Savior, Lord, and that he would turn his heart in faith to you, Lord. I'm asking you to honor the prayers of this dear wife, Megan, Lord. I'm asking that in Jesus' name. And Megan also asks us to pray for her dad, who's been struggling with some health issues, and the doctors are struggling to find out what's going on with him. So, Lord, we pray that you would just step into this situation in a way that brings great awareness of your presence, that her dad would be drawn to you through this, that the doctors would see something miraculous going on and recognize there is a higher power named Yahweh, the King of all creation, who is the Ancient of Days and who is at work. Lord, we pray you would make yourself known as you work out this situation and bring her dad to the place that you would have him be. In Jesus' name. Our sister Melissa writes to us from the United States, and she's sharing with us a great cause of rejoicing that you, Lord, have blessed her with a new job. We are so grateful. She's excited about the opportunity, Lord, but it's an opportunity that she's never done before. Sales, Lord, and I understand that sales can be a very nerve-wracking sort of a deal, a very fearful thing. And Lord, she is experiencing some anxiety, some doubt, and thinking she's not going to be able to do it, Lord. I pray you would give her wisdom about whether this job is for her or not. I know some people just are not wired for sales, and that's fine, Lord. We need to find the place where you have appointed us. But Lord, I know sometimes people are afraid of sales because of mindsets that are incorrect, or a belief about themselves, or their role as a salesperson that is incorrect, Lord. Show Melissa how her job as a saleswoman, as a salesperson, is to help people, to truly serve people, to meet needs of people. That's what Jesus came to do, Lord. So in that way, sales is like Jesus. We don't want to just over-spiritualize it, Lord, not at all. But we want to recognize sales can be an opportunity to truly serve people. I pray that you give her the comfort and confidence she needs to know that you're going to take care of her, either through these sales efforts or in some other way, Lord. I pray you would give her the confidence she needs. And Father, we move ahead to a request from our brother Mark, who writes to us from the United States. He is asking us to pray for his relationship with his daughter, which is strained. Father, whatever the circumstance, I love that Mark's heart is one that wants a restoration to happen here. He wants a better relationship with his daughter. So Lord, I ask you to show him what he can do to move in that direction. And I ask you, Lord, as the only one who can, to be moving in his daughter's heart, to give her a longing for better relationship with her dad, to give her a longing to turn her heart back to her father. Lord, you say that in these end days, when your Holy Spirit is upon your people, that reconciliation in these kinds of family relationships will come about. So Lord, we're asking you to fulfill your word in that. Mark also is asking us to pray for his son to be awakened spiritually. Lord, I love that this dad is praying for his son in this way. Lord, we don't know where the son is, what he's into, what his life is like, how old he is, but Lord, We trust you to be working in his life. We trust you to honor the prayers of this dear dad who is asking that you would awaken his son to the realities he needs to see on the spiritual realm, to see Jesus as his king and to draw near to him in faith. Lord, transform this young man's life. Do it as only you can. Bring about the true transformation of his character and his soul through faith in Jesus, Lord. We're asking it in Jesus' name. We come to a request from our sister Jaden, who writes to us from the United States. And she has a victory. She has a praise here she wants to share with us, Lord. We prayed last year about her dad who's diagnosed with a myeloma, and he has entered remission, Lord. And we praise you for that. But there are other difficulties that are going on. His mother, her mother now has been diagnosed with a breast cancer. And Lord, she has just finished a surgery and has come out of radiation. And both of them are healing. Lord, we're asking you to continue that healing. We praise you for bringing about resolution to these circumstances. And Lord, I know after all of this, we want to breathe a deep sigh of relief, but there's often the financial burden for the medical treatments and procedures, Lord, that is looming now. I pray you would give provision for all of that, Lord. You would enable them to be free of it. You would be their provider, Lord. Show them how they can receive that provision, Lord, whether it's through some program or through some person or through some means of discount through the hospital or through some gift that you would give to them, Lord, in an amazing way to pay for this whole thing. We ask Jesus that you would provide, that you would do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, our sister Erin writes to us from the United States, and she is asking us to pray for a circumstance surrounding the death of her father-in-law who just died of a heart attack. Lord, his name was Andrew. I'm sure there is all kinds of grief and sorrow surrounding this circumstance. We pray, Lord, you would use this circumstance in great ways to bring peace to Erin, peace to her family, to show everyone who you really are as Savior and as King and as Lord. If they would not see you just as a comforter, though you are. They would not see you just as one who brings peace, though you do. But they would see you, Lord, as their lifeblood, as their very life, Lord. And they would turn to you in strong and lasting faith to believe in you, to hope in you, to have you as their King and as their God, Lord. We're asking in Jesus' name. We have an anonymous sister who writes to us from the United States. She is asking us to pray for guidance in a situation with her 15-year-old daughter. She says her daughter is in a very scary circumstance that she needs to overcome. And Lord, we're asking you to be faithful, to be true, to be one who steps into this situation, Lord. And we know sometimes you allow us and you even sometimes have us walk down a very difficult road for a season, because that difficulty is what turns our hearts to you. It's what breaks our will from turning away from you. And Lord, I'm just praying according to circumstances I've seen. I don't know this daughter's circumstance, but Lord, I pray you would work in this situation to bring her to a full realization of who you are and of her need for you, and that you would turn her to a place that she can give you great glory and she can rest in you and rely on you, Lord. Guide this mother as she seeks to make decisions regarding this as a parent. Sounds like there's many teachers, perhaps the schools and friends who are involved. And Lord, that you would just work to bring about your goodwill in this circumstance, in all the hearts, all the minds, all the souls of these people involved. And that you would make yourself to be seen as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one worthy of great glory and honor and praise. Our sister Amy writes to us from the United States, asking us to pray for her son, Nikki. Lord, she wants us to pray that he would be saved. And so we do, Lord. We ask you to overcome the power of sin in his life and in his very being, that you would transform him, you would grant him repentance, you would renew his mind by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Amy's also asking us to pray for him regarding his health. He has difficulties with his health, Lord. We don't know the extent or the circumstance, but we're asking you, Lord, to bring it about in Jesus' name. Amy also is wanting to be a blessing to her son, to help him get a job where she works And Lord, while we don't know the fullness of the circumstance or your will in this, Lord, we do know that a mother's heart for her son is powerful. Her care, her desire to help is significant, Lord. And we're asking that you would bring about the very best in this circumstance for him in terms of his provision and his need for insurance, and that Amy would be blessed by seeing how you're acting and what you're doing in his circumstance, Lord. Our sister Malia writes to us from the United States, and she is a high school student, and she's recently experienced a big conflict with someone who she thought was a friend, and now she's having social issues going on in her circle of friends because of that, Lord. We ask that you would overcome in this situation. We ask that you would enable Malia to be a light in this dark situation, Lord. Anytime there's dissension and conflict, that is from the enemy of our souls. It is a dark situation. We pray Malia would be the light through your work in her life. Lord, show her how to be just filled and overflowing with the fruit of your spirit, with love, with joy, with peace, and with patience, and with kindness, and with goodness, and with gentleness, and with faithfulness, and with self-control. Lord, that as all those things are expressed through her life, these people involved in this conflict would see something different there that is indeed supernatural. And Lord, that you transform the situation, that Malia would not be so concerned about whether she's accepted or not. She would not be so concerned about whether she's being treated fairly or not. But Lord, she, like Jesus, would be able to lay those things down for the sake of showing others their great need for the redemption that you offer in Jesus Christ, Lord. And I'm just praying into this what I know is your ultimate heart for every person involved, Lord. So I'm asking you to do that, to use this circumstance in Jesus' name. We have an anonymous brother from the United States who writes to us. He's asking us to pray for your will to be done, Lord, in a job circumstance that he has applied for. He wants to be able to focus on the kingdom of heaven and be a better spiritual leader for his family, but at the same time has interviewed for this promotion. Lord, you know how it all is to work out. You know how you want to weave it together. And we know that you're going to do that. So we ask you to give this brother peace, to give him calm assurance that these desires he has to advance your kingdom through his life and to be a better spiritual leader in his family, those are your desires for him too. So Lord, enable him to, first of all, be encouraged by the fact that you want these things more than he does. So strengthen him, Lord. Give him grace. Give him peace. Give him confidence. But Lord, also enable him to put his desires into action. Give him the resources that he can pursue to grow in his faith, to grow in his confidence in you, to employ that growing faith in the way he leads his family, to express the love, the grace, the peace, the confidence, the wisdom that you give to him in his role as a spiritual leader, Lord. I pray you do these things and show him how he is actually advancing the kingdom of heaven in his family through those things, and that you are going to give him every power and every wisdom he needs to do that. Lord, guide him in that in Jesus' name. Our sister Brittany writes to us from the United States, and she is updating us on a request she asked us to pray about a few weeks back. She was taking a medical exam, and her initial date to take that test was May 2nd, but now it has been pushed to May 9th. She is feeling afraid. She is feeling anxious about all of this, and the delay she feels might even compound problems with the rest of her curriculum. So Lord, we're asking you to do your will in this. We're asking you, first of all, to give your dear daughter, Brittany, the peace that passes all understanding as she lays this at your feet. Lord, that is what she's doing and praying about it. She's laying it at your feet. She's giving it to you to bear the burden of it. And Lord, you tell us when we do that, we make our request known to you, your peace will guard our hearts and our minds. But Lord, the contingency there is that we have given it to you. We have laid it at your feet. We are entrusting it to you, Lord. I pray Brittany would be able to entrust it to you and leave it with you, and that she would be able to just calm her own soul, calm her own heart as you flood her with that peace. Lord, that peace comes from a knowing that the all-capable one has that request. He's going to handle it. He's going to do what is best, Lord, and she can rest as a result. I pray, Lord, you'd give Brittany the confidence she needs as she studies, the ability to pursue her studies in a way that works for her personality, that enables her to retain information, to master that information, to regurgitate it on a test properly so she can do well on the test, Lord. May you be glorified through her circumstance. Our sister Priscilla writes to us again from the United States, and she is giving us an update on this situation with her fiance, who has been held in detention in Jordan, and he is still there. His situation is still pretty much the same, it sounds like, and they are asking for $4,000 to get him out of this situation and get him back to the United States, Lord. This just sounds like such a convoluted and incredibly unjust situation, Lord. I know that the people in charge may think they're doing the right thing. I know they may also be trying to extort money out of him, Lord. We don't know the circumstance, but you do. We ask you to do what's just and right and fair in this circumstance, that you would have this man treated fairly and rightly. And Lord, that you would resolve this situation quickly for Priscilla and for her fiance. And Father, we're asking you to bring about great resolution. We're asking you to have justice done in Jesus' name. Our brother Leo writes to us from the country of Germany, and he's asking us to pray for his friend Nick. He's currently in the hospital fighting cancer at the age of 21, and he does not know Christ as his Savior. So Lord, we are asking you to bring about healing for this brother Nick, and to use his circumstance in the hospital to draw him to yourself, Lord. His ultimate healing that he needs is the healing of his soul, the eradication of his sin. Lord, just like that cancer is eating away at his body, sin is eating away at his soul. Lord, we ask you to bring that ultimate healing to him through this circumstance. Enable Leo and others to be a blessing and encouragement and a testimony to him of your saving faith. Give them the willingness and the confidence to speak your name and to lead Nick to that place of eternal healing and salvation, Lord. We ask that you would overflow in this circumstance in a powerful and revolutionary way, that Nick would be transformed by your grace, Lord. We also pray for his family. We pray that the love and power of God would overwhelm all of them, and that they would learn to put their hope in Christ in this painful situation, even though their loved one is suffering, Lord. We're asking you to do this in Jesus' name. Lord, we have a sister in Christ who writes anonymously from the United States, and she wants us to pray regarding her husband's employment. He's been seeking a job now, she says, for many years. They've started a business and it hasn't worked out, and so they're not sure where you would have them go, Lord. It's our compassion that makes us hurt in a situation like this, to hear of something like this. Father, the struggle it is and the fear that so easily comes in when we don't know what's going to happen financially. We don't know where our next meal is going to come from. We don't know how the bills are going to be paid. Lord, we need your help to rest in you in a circumstance like this. And we pray for this dear sister and for her husband to be able to be strengthened in faith, that they'd be strengthened through your power, through the strength of your spirit in their inner man, that Christ would dwell in their hearts through faith, that they would be rooted and grounded in your love, that they would know the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth, and to know the love of Christ that truly passes understanding, Lord, that they would rest in that, they would be secure in that, and that you would settle down and be at home in their hearts, Lord, and that through all of that, you give them confidence to move forward in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the things they see as overwhelming obstacles, Lord. Be their faithful King and presence and provider, Lord. We're asking in Jesus' name. We have a sister in Christ who writes to us from the country of Canada, who's asking us to pray for clarity and healing and spiritual breakthrough and a restoration of her faith. She says she's unable to pay her bills. She's unable to care for her family. She knows you are the giver of all things, Lord, so we're asking you to strengthen that faith. Cause that little mustard seed to grow, Lord. And it's not that her faith is some magical talisman or formula that makes magical things happen. No, Lord. Faith has an object, and you are the object. You are the provider. You are the King. We ask that you would guide this dear sister in trusting you with all her heart, all her soul, all her strength. That she would rest in you. She would not let anxiety reign. She would know the comfort of your presence and of your promises to care for her. And Lord, that through all of this, you would open her eyes to the reality of Jesus in greater and greater ways, that she would learn him as her Savior, as her King, as her Lord, that she would rest in him, Lord, for her eternal destiny and for her current situation, Lord. We're asking in Jesus' name. Our brother Connor writes to us from the country of South Africa, and he and his wife are experiencing a circumstance where they are trying to get into the United States. His wife is American, he is South African, and they need help in getting the visa situation worked out, Lord. They have an application that's been submitted, and they're trying to get to the United States. So, Lord, I'm asking you to be the guide and the guard in all of this. You would give them what they need to be in the place you want them to be. Lord, you know the circumstance. You have a will that is perfect for Connor and for his wife. I pray you'd move them into that place and you would align their hearts with what that is. I know right now they are hoping that is moved to the United States, Lord. We don't know. We just don't know unless you've made that clear. And so, Lord, we're asking you to give them faith and hope in you that you would approve this visa if that is your will, and that they'd be able to get moving on their relocation, Lord, to the United States. We pray that when they get to the place you want them to be, Lord, whenever they recognize that and they accept that and they're resting in that place, Lord, that they'd be able to walk in your will, they'd be able to see your hand on their life as you guide them in being ministers for your sake, Lord. Show them how that looks and what that can be. We ask it in Jesus' name. Lord, we have an anonymous brother in Christ who writes to us from the United States. He is asking us to pray for him and for his business. Last year, they had a very bad financial year, and this year so far has not been much better. Lord, again, when financial pressures come, our hearts can just well up with anxiety. We can be overcome with fear. I pray for this brother, Lord, that you would show him your great favor. You would show him your great peace. You would show him how faithful you are as his provider. And Lord, that you would provide step at a time everything that he needs, Lord. It's by your great grace and in your powerful name we pray. We have another brother here who writes from the United States, asking us to pray for Andrew and Nicole. Lord, that Jesus, you would draw them close to you, that you would provide protection over them from their enemies, that you would provide joy for their lives. Lord, I just love these prayers. I love that they are coming to you with such simple faith, knowing that you are their provider. You are their source of joy. You're the one who shields about them and are the one who lifts their head. Lord, I pray you would guide them in their lives to honor you in every way, to know you on a deep level. And Lord, that you would be the one to receive all the glory and praise for their lives. And Lord, as we move toward a close here, I have many requests on my own heart, things in my family, things in friends' lives, things that are heavy and just burdens, Lord. I think of my friend Jason, who still is overcoming the effects of his heart transplant and all the amputations he's had to undergo. But Lord, you have sustained him and his wife, Amanda. You sustained their faith. You've given them strength. You're giving healing day by day. You're giving unity in their family, all kinds of miracles that have come of this. Lord, we don't want to be neglectful in praising you for being such a good God and for knowing you're the miracle worker, the one who does healing for your people and sets us up to bring you great glory, Lord. What other greater privilege could we have than to speak your name and to demonstrate the grace that you give in the lives of your people, even in the hardest circumstances like this? So thank you, Lord, for Jason and for Amanda and for the things you're doing in their lives. I pray, Lord, for all the Morning Mindset listeners, those who hear my voice right now, those who listen every morning. Lord, that you would use the power of your word, which you say does not go out without accomplishing the purposes for which you've intended it, Lord. I pray that in our day, you would expand those purposes. You would transform people all over the globe through the clarity that comes from the Morning Mindset, morning after morning after morning, Lord, that you would be honored, you would be lifted high, and that your name would be glorified through the transformation of the lives of your people. And that we'd rise up as your church. We would rise up in confidence and great love for others, in willing sacrificial service to show your great name and to advance your cause of redemption in this world, Lord. I pray as well, Lord, as my wife and I continue to move forward in our pursuit of your assignment for pastoral ministry, Lord. It seems there are two churches now that are on the horizon that both seem like good fits. Both of them could be your will. They both are kind of neck and neck in the process as far as how far along they are, Lord. And it seems like it's going to be a thing where you just are going to have to show us in your good way and in your good timing how we should proceed, Lord. So we're asking you to do that in Jesus' name. And Father, as we wrap this up, we trust you to be the provider and the one who answers in every circumstance we have lifted to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, thank you for enduring through this episode. Thank you for your faithful prayers. If you have a request or a praise you'd like to share for our next episode, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. You should also find that link in the description for this episode. Go there, leave your request or your praise. We'd love to pray for you next week. God bless, my friends. Let's pray together again next week. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you find value from what you receive from the Morning Mindset, I ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us. Your gift, for as little as $5 a month, can help us to continue doing the things that we're doing and even add additional ministries as the Lord leads us. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support to find out more about how you can do that. That link will also be in the description of this episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.